You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. It is 100 years since the opening of a small boutique in San Sebastian in Spain by a designer who went on to have an enduring impact on fashion. Cristobal Balenciaga was at the height of his fame in the 1950s and 60s with famous clients including Jacqueline Kennedy, and an exhibition devoted to his work is about to open at London's Victoria and Albert Museum. Cassie Davis Strodder is a curator at the V&A, and also here is the designer Molly Goddard. Good morning.
Good morning.
Cassie, can you begin by describing the Balenciaga look?
So Balenciaga really revolutionised the female silhouette in the 1950s and 60s. At a time when Dior's hourglass new look was the dominant shape, he was promoting shapes which hid the waist, so the sack line, the barrel line, the baby doll dress, which influences Molly's work quite strongly, and then complete abstraction of the body in the late 1960s. And this really has a huge impact on 20th and 21st century fashion.
So that wasn't just one look, that's a whole series of different shapes, very different shapes.
Yeah, it's a kind of evolution of shape over a 10-year period. But he's very much looking at the body in a different way and framing it rather than restricting it in corsetry.
And one of your dresses, Molly, is in this exhibition.
Yeah.
How would you characterise the extent of Balenciaga's influence on you?
I reference Balenciaga constantly. I spend a lot of time looking at Balenciaga books in the library because I think it was so kind of revolutionary. And I think he's so important because he was a rebel, and he kind of went against what everyone else was doing and made people really think about clothing and how women wore it and how they needed to wear it and present themselves, I suppose.
And used a lot of quite very technical skills in how he worked with the fabric he had, Cassie.
Absolutely. He was known as the master of haute couture, and that's because of the level of craftsmanship in his work. He trained very early on as a tailor, and he has a real understanding of fabrics and how they behave and a real mastery of cut. So his pattern cutting is one of the things that's most kind of revered amongst other fashion designers because he really cleverly cuts the fabric and lets it fall in these very architectural shapes.
He used a lot of weight, to give some of the shape to his clothes. In fact, Cecil Beaton at one point described him as using fabric like a sculptor working with marble.
Yeah, I think that's one of my favourite things about kind of looking at Cristobal Balenciaga's designs. You just don't know how they're made and you can't figure it out, and the exhibition's amazing because they have x-ray images of the construction of the dresses that you just can't see. And I always thought he was just an incredible pattern cutter and a total genius and had no idea how he made these things, and you suddenly realise that he is a genius, but there's also this kind of intricate underwork.
Yeah, it's an interesting idea to do an x-ray. So it's not just enjoying the finished product, but it's how did he get there?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We felt we really wanted to show what was going on underneath the garments, and we worked with the artist Nick Veazey, who came and x-rayed a number of dresses in our collection, and they just show at a glance all that's going on underneath.
What is going on underneath?
Well, there's lots of boning and corsetry, but also in one of the dresses, which is made of a single piece of fabric, which in terms of pattern cutting is just an incredible feet. It has these two dress weights placed at the hem, which allow the dress to hang in this very specific way and give a very angular form to the front of it. And we didn't know they were there until we x-rayed the garment. So it's those kind of hidden details that have been really lovely to find out.
Right. Would you said you didn't know that sort of detail, Molly? You'd seen the look from the outside. I mean, might you use some of these techniques? Is there still scope for them today?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's interesting. You know, I think having the foresight to do those things was really impressive, but kind of, I think it's me. I'd love, definitely.
What else? Are there famous dresses, Cassie, that are in the exhibition from some of his famous clients that people might recognise?
Yeah, we have a lot of pieces in the Victoria and Albert Museum's collection from the actress Ava Gardner, who ended up living around the corner from the museum in her later life. And so she donated a lot of her haute couture wardrobe to the museum. And she was living in Madrid in the 1950s and 60s, and so she shopped at Balenciaga's Spanish fashion house, Acer. And we've got a number of her pieces, which are really striking. And she often adds her own little details to them. So we've got this jacket where she's added ostrich feathers to it for a little bit of extra Hollywood glamour.
Who else would you say, Molly, is on this sort of level in terms of you know, their influence on fashion, their influence on people like you?
Personally, I would say John Galliano, because I think he kind of has, and I think in terms of pattern cutting and ability to kind of create clothes that are, you know, I worked there as well, I interned there, and kind of seeing how things are made is quite fascinating, and kind of level of detail that goes in, and someone who has trained and knows a lot in pattern cutting and tailoring, and then can kind of break those rules, I suppose.
Would you say, Cathy, over the years, he's been underrated? I mean, you know, probably not, I mean, at least to outsiders of the fashion world, probably not as, you know, as famous as someone like Chanel.
Yeah, I think that's something we realised really early on, actually, is that the name recognition isn't the same as somebody like Dior or Chanel. And so within the fashion world, everybody knows him as a very important figure, but he's perhaps become... His name is less well known, and I think that's because he was a very private person. He was very press shy. He wasn't really interested in the commercial aspects of fashion, and he actually only ever gave one interview in his whole career. So he didn't promote himself. It was his work really speaking for itself.
Yeah. Well, now there's the exhibition that's about to open at the V&A. Thank you both, Cathy Davis-Strodder and Molly Goddard.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Bowen, and I'd like to invite you to download my new series about the Middle East. I've been reporting from the region for more than a quarter of a century, and BBC Radio 4 has asked me to reflect on the major events I've covered in that time and to recount some personal stories and experiences. You can listen on the Radio 4 website and in the iPlayer Radio app, or there's a free podcast you can subscribe to if you prefer. The series is called Our Man in the Middle East. There are more details on the Radio 4 website.